Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Friday, March 8th. The European Union is planning to open an emergency maritime corridor from Cyprus to Gaza this weekend in a joint effort with allies including the U.S. Israel's foreign ministry welcomes the plan, saying it'll get more humanitarian aid into Gaza, quote, after security checks are carried out in accordance with Israeli standards. Israel's siege on Gaza has drastically diminished essential supplies entering the Strip, where Palestinians are facing starvation, dehydration, and deadly hunger. This comes after a faulty drop killed at least five people today in Gaza, according to a journalist on the scene and a doctor who confirmed the toll. A parachute on a pallet of aid apparently malfunctioned, causing the aid to fall at a high speed. The U.S. and Jordan airdropped more aid into northern Gaza today, but the Pentagon says none of its drops have killed any civilians. Flood alerts are in effect for nearly 15 million people in the south, with thunderstorms that could bring damaging winds and possible tornadoes expected through Saturday. The same storm that delivered thunderstorms and hail to parts of Texas and Oklahoma on Thursday is set to strengthen and head east. Parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia could see heavy rain. The storm is expected to leave much of the east by Sunday. Meanwhile, much of the U.S. is experiencing a mild winter. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, this winter was the warmest winter on record in the lowest 48 states. And the European Union's Climate Monitoring Service has said this past February was the Earth's hottest on record. The Senate is expected to vote on a package of six government funding bills to avoid a partial shutdown. The deadline to do so is midnight tonight. A shutdown is not expected, but lawmakers must still lock in a time to hold a vote, which requires agreement from all 100 senators. The House passed the measure on Wednesday, and the bills have bipartisan support in both chambers. The package supports a number of federal programs and initiatives, along with departments and agencies. Once the Senate passes the measure, it goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. Brand new European Union regulations to foster competition among tech companies have already faced their first test since going into effect Thursday. Apple has abruptly reversed its decision to ban Epic Games from creating its own app store on iOS in Europe, a day after EU officials said they were investigating the matter. Epic Games is the maker of Fortnite, which has been unavailable on iOS since 2020. In a complaint to the European Commission, Epic accused Apple of denying its approval because of Epic's past criticism of Apple. Apple said it came to the decision after Epic committed to following Apple's new EU-focused policies. Coming up, we'll tell you where Trump and Biden fall over a bill that could ban TikTok. Hey, welcome back. It seems like President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are on opposite sides of a potential TikTok ban in the U.S. Biden said if Congress passes a ban, he'd approve it. His comments come after a House panel unanimously voted to advance a bill that would do just that, unless China-linked parent company ByteDance quickly sells the app, which is used by around 170 million Americans. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher introduced the bill. TikTok's CEO testified to lawmakers last year that the app poses no threat to Americans.
TikTok can continue to exist in the United States as long as it's not effectively controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
Trump appears to be taking TikTok's side. In a post on Truth Social, the former president said banning TikTok would benefit Facebook. And he's not a fan of Facebook. It's quite the about-face, because when Trump was president, he actually kick-started the debate about TikTok's ties to China. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for Five Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.